the energy of the day, of the weekend, of all the beings that are around us as we do our work here. And we say yes to them and we give thanks. So take a breath into that place inside of us that connects with the outside, with the unseen ones, with the energies of the planet. In co-creation with the divine, with the love of spirit for us, the work that we do, what we've taken on in this life, the honor of a human life, and the love that is given with us to continue on this journey. We hold the flame of these days in our hearts as we go forward, remembering what we've been given, using what we know of who we are as sacred, radiant, magnificent beings here on the planet at this time. And here we also receive the love and the guidance and the honor and the messages from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. Every time the messages begin, there are a few moments of adjustment. The adjustment is for my partner, it is for you, it is for those listening. For truly, the messages are given almost in another dimension. For the human being, it's the dimension of belief. That you can really switch gears and in your mind stop listening to a human and instead listen to a multidimensional message from the other side. And what would I say to you today? Perhaps it's even a little different than before. I start with enamorment for the human. For you pulled it off. A colloquialism that means you really did it. Almost at the last moment, the timing brought you to the end of a cycle. And you did it without another war. You went through it without strife. And yet you really don't know what you've done. You find yourself in a brand new energy. Since 2012, many things are reacting and changing. Not just you. And that's what I want to talk about. Let's start with one of the basics. The crystalline grid of this planet, I have discussed, talked about, channeled. I have told you that it is a remembering grid. I told you that it is one that is active and activated by the emotions and the compassions of human beings. I told you it is a fast-track grid. That is to say, if it changes, then those humans who are placed upon it will feel that change. And up to now, it has had only that which has been negative. Really? Because that is what human nature responds to. If you don't believe me, watch your news. It seems to be what human beings are most attracted to and interested to. The horror, the negativity, the drama. And that is human nature. And that is changing. And so that grid would then respond to that which you respond to. And that's why it is what it is until now. What happens to the crystalline grid of this planet in the new energy? Well, I think I gave you a hint before. Dear ones, it's almost like it was rebooted. And the things which it remembered before, which were negative and dramatic, in the places it remembered them, will start to diminish and disappear. It's almost like the timing created an entire different physics for you, for the planet. It's a fast-track grid. That is to say that you are now imprinting it fresh. When you reboot something, all that was before goes away and it starts again. And dear ones, that is what's going on. Now, I started simple. For the crystalline grid is an example, and it's fairly linear, and you can understand it. But then there are those who have asked the esoteric questions about time. Now, if you have not been part of the seminar, it's difficult for you to comprehend the discussion, only because the seminar gave it, that is to say, it explained it. It gave it credibility, and the knowledge was displayed about the circle of time. Now, the circle of time is not anything that you really feel, because for you, it is straight line, past, present, future. But the reality is, it's fractalized. It goes in a circle. It really does. And in a certain way, you might say that as things happen, they create bumps on the road so that when you go in the circle again, you feel the bumps. Or you see them coming. Or you feel that something is going to happen, and that literally often creates the thing happening again. That's fractal time. It's been studied, displayed. There's physics behind it. So what happens to that? What happens to the fractals? What happens to the events on the timeline in the past that might trigger the future? I'm here to tell you something. The whole timeline, all of the fractals, everything, is starting to be rebooted. And when they disappear, dear ones, time itself starts to change. And why? Because human consciousness is part of it. If you reboot fractal time, it means that the things in the past will not affect you today or tomorrow in the future like they did in an older energy where you kept tripping on them and they kept coming around and you had war after war after war because that was what was expected. And that was human nature. Now, if this is the case and the timing of things starts to be different, you are writing a new timeline. You're creating new bumps. But the bumps may actually be positive, not negative. Fractals are that way. They're going to react no matter what you do, except that the old ones and the old energy won't be here. You might say you've cleaned it. Controversial. It's controversial in physics. Time is time. No matter what happens, it would tend to be thought and perceived to always be the same. The process is the same. Eons of the same. And suddenly, I'm saying to you, it's being changed. The catalyst? Consciousness. So let's go one step further. If the fractals are changed, would that affect the reaction of humans about the past? Ha ha. The answer is, oh, yes. Suddenly, this may very well be the beginning and the seed planting of peace among former enemies. And where do you see that on the planet that is so profound? And the answer is the Middle East. Middle Eastern people and civilizations do not expect what I'm telling you. I was in a large theater, and my partner took me there, sitting alone on the stage in the lights with 1,000 Israelis. They were there to hear a message from Cryon. Hopefully about their land or not, they don't know what Cryon's going to say. And I told them that they were chosen to bring peace on earth, that they were tasked to create peace on earth, and that they were the only ones that could do it. And it would not come from the outside, it would not come from the West, only from them. And the reaction that I got, the consciousness that I could feel, because I know what being thought was, how? When for eons, this is what we wanted. And since the 40, when permission to return to the land and create it was given, even since then, it just got worse. How? Are you going to turn a magic switch, Cryon, so that suddenly we can have peace in this land? And the answer was, no, they already did it. And they did it in December 21, 2012. And the reset has begun with the perception of the past, because the fractals are gone or being rewritten. And there's going to be children who are going to ask the question, tell me again, Dad, why it is I'm supposed to hate them? I'm not truly getting it. Tell me again, what happened in the past is supposed to do what to me now? Tell me, Dad, why can't we bring it forward into now? Tell me, Father, why we can't wipe away people who are now dead and gone, and what they did, and start now, and look into their eyes and say, let's work it out. And it's going to happen on both sides. And there will be a lot less emphasis on who did what to whom and why and when. And instead, there'll be a consciousness of a clean grid and a start over. And an idea that maybe, just maybe, consciousnesses can come together without the past dictating who hates who. What a concept. This is the catalyst for peace in the Middle East. And it would never have happened if you had not passed this marker. There's more. The light and the dark balance of the planet starting to rearrange itself is going to create more wild cards. Wild cards in the form of human beings making change in ways and in places you don't expect. There's one way overdue in New York City at the United Nations, for it's an old organization with wonderful ideas about helping the planet, but stuck in its politics. What will happen there? If you don't see much, it may actually cease functioning. These are the things that I'm telling you that you don't expect. An organization out to create peace on Earth may be dysfunctional and go away. or a wild card may come and restructure it all under great controversy and almost no funding. That's what wild cards do. You may find it in business, in banking. New ideas never tried before, radical to the max. Expect these kinds of things. But they have to grow on you. So there may be some starts and stops. There may be seed planters who don't make it, and others who will come in after the seeds start growing. That means ideas that are not accepted yesterday, that may actual then be accepted later, because as you evolve, you'll see the wisdom in them. This is all part of the growth process through time. This is where you are. You're at the beginning of the growth process. And all this with a new grid, with very, very few fractals to undo, with a clean slate, and a time that has, are you ready? No prophecy at all written about it. Zero. There are no elders anywhere or channelers anywhere at the moment giving you good, solid prophecy about what's next. Because you went through the tunnel of the old energy, the old prophecies. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go read them. Where are you supposed to be right now? And the answer is dead. Where is the earth supposed to be right now? And the answer is radioactive. No one lives here anymore. Goodbye to the planet. The whole idea of a post-apocalyptic earth is fantasy. You don't live here when there's that much radiation. It affects everything in the air and the oceans. The very dust that would have been kicked up by 1,000 nuclear explosions would be circling the planet right now and block the sun. Dark, life gone. That is the apocalypse that never took place. And instead, you stand here with your kids and a new planet with hope. You wonder why I'm enamored with all of you. But you don't know it, really, not yet. In a generation or two, somebody will raise their hand and say, I couldn't help but notice. We're different. This is how long it takes, especially to rewrite the old consciousness of expected doom. Two generations may have to go by before someone raises their hand and say, look, the sun's coming out. It's different. Humans sometimes are a bit stubborn. But now you have a new road to walk on. Some of the very essence of metaphysics is changing. Processes, procedures, how you meditate, how you pray, what it feels like, how long it takes. Expect these things to move, because now you're sitting in a fresh new energy. I'll tell you this, it isn't fresh enough. Because as the earth refreshes itself, even through the weather changes, as I said last week, consciousness has yet to escape the expectation of doom. That's what's next. So you want to know what your task is at the moment, dear old soul, is to encourage those around you. When you hear them talk about the fact that they cannot get ahead, or that things are horrible on the planet, or what the news said last night, in a very loving, positive way, timed correctly, you can say, I'm really not on board with that. I feel we have a positive time ahead. Things are different. Can't you feel it? Can't you see it? I think we've got a bright future. We've got to be patient with it. And that is seed planting. And they may laugh in your face, but the planting of the seed that you have done has a compassionate overview that sticks in their consciousness. It's attractive. They may come back to you and say, why do you feel that way? I remember what you said. I just don't know why you feel that way. Then you can tell them a little more about the precession of the equinoxes, perhaps what the ancients said, a little bit more about the history of the planet that is seemingly unknown in the West. Ask them to do some research. Get them going. Plant the seeds. Young people will come to you sometimes confused at what their parents have told them about the future. You may be the only one that may say to a young person, it's a lot brighter than they know. They're still kind of in the shadow. I'm sitting in front of 1,000 Israelis on stage alone with my partner. And I told them, I said, in a black and white Israel, color is coming. And the whole idea was foreign to them because it never's been there. It's always been a black and white Israel. And then I told them, it's up to you. And now I'm telling you why these things have a propensity to change in a new energy. And the potential is ripe for that change. Now the timing of it is up to the humans. Did you hear that? Spirit is not in control of free choice. How long will it take is up to them, you, human consciousness, and if you believe this message today, everyone who's hearing it. Are you going to pick it apart? Discuss it on YouTube? And comments of how stupid it is. And if you are, and you read that, that's a human being who has not escaped yet. The whole idea of doom. And that is what is going to be rewritten first. What do you expect? Dear old soul, I want you to leave this place with those questions in your mind. What do you really expect? And if you expect the sun to come out and the energy to win here in the light, if you expect that which is unexpected in the Middle East, if you can see what the wild cards are doing and not be fearful and worried, if you're in that place, that's the first step to cognizing what really is going to happen here. A new planet, new consciousness, new ways starting to grow up. The end of war. The beginning of something you don't even expect is coming. Color is coming. That's the message. You are having things around you change to support you, and if you didn't figure it out, it's the grid, it's time, it's fractals, maybe even physics itself. As the field starts to come forward and synchronize and harmonize things even more. It's a wonderful message. Do you believe it? Free choice. But also, some of you are feeling it. Don't be confused because your life is not necessarily cooperating with everything I've said. Because the timing of your awakening and change and recalibration is unique to you. Did you hear that? We don't have a group of old souls all taking one pill. Each one of you, so unique, so different, will awaken and evolve at different times. For different reasons. Sometimes the synchronicity of what's coming will not allow it yet. And you're jumping up and down saying, how come I don't get it? You'll find out when the train arrives. Then you can get on it. But if you wake up too soon and go to the station, you're going to be frustrated the train isn't there. Let synchronicity work for you, not against you. Be patient with all things. What do you do while you're waiting? Why don't you sit there and say, thank you, God, for loving me? Why don't you accept God within? Why don't you think, what is beautiful in your life that you can think about? What kind of positive change can you make while you're waiting? This starts to clean up the fears, the anxiety, and all the things that are not compassionate and beautiful. I have been accused of being the Pollyanna channel. I admit it. I am. Because I know what's coming. I've seen it before. Free choice. You can do with it what you wish. But I've seen it. I know where it's supposed to go. And you're well on your way. But dear ones, you just started. This is the beginning. That's enough for now. What are you going to do with all of this? Some cannot digest what I've said yet. But later you'll realize it. You'll see it. You'll understand it. And others of you get it right now. Again, you're all on different paths. Spirit knows who you are. Spirit knows your name. You're not in the dark. You're not without support. How does that make you feel? From the beginning of the channeling, 28 years ago, I gave you the metaphor, very beginning. I dare you. Climb in the closet, shut the door, turn off a light. Too bad. All the angels that came in with you are still with you. You can't get rid of us. That's the God in you, surrounded by that which you would call the magnificence of the other side of the veil, the higher self, the innate, that you carry around, pretending you're alone. But free choice may keep you alone if you want to be. I am Kryon, in love with humanity. And so it is.